solar panels are becoming a more common sight across the Midwest, and some farmers are finding advantages in growing food under the panels. The practice is called agrivoltaics. KBIA's Jana Schleiss reports on how the technology is being deployed across the Midwest.
Shortly after 8 a.m. on an August morning, Linda Hetzel is clipping herbs, vegetables, and produce from the vines on her farm north of Kansas City.
Italian parsley, cutting celery, peppers. I'm trying peppers, which you normally think would be only in full sun.
Hetzel's peppers are growing in raised beds and are shaded by 18 solar panels hoisted more than 8 feet off the ground.
There's no blossom on it yet, but the plants look healthy.
This is Hetzel's first growing season experimenting with agrivoltaics. The solar array that powers her home also provides shade as she harvests produce in the Missouri heat.
In this heat, it's really bad. I have to get up at first light, because by 10 o'clock, stuff wilts.
The potential for solar energy infrastructure to offer a respite from heat for farmers and the food they harvest has been studied over the last few years. While the jury is still out on whether solar energy can be married to the most typical types of farming in the Midwest, such as large-scale row crop production or raising cattle, small-scale produce farmers like Hetzel are finding success. Other farmers across the Midwest are asking whether agrivoltaics can solve another problem, access to land. Increasingly, small-scale farmers have trouble finding land near their metropolitan customers. It's something Kashua Berry thinks about a lot.
Every time I see land space, I'm like, food.
Berry is the farm director at Minnesota-based nonprofit The Food Group. The organization offers a variety of training programs for people who want to learn to grow organic food sustainably and sell them locally. Over the years, Berry has seen farmers ready to start their businesses only to be stymied by the same challenge, securing a stable place to grow food. Undeveloped land around the Twin Cities can be prohibitively expensive for beginning farmers, and renting leaves them susceptible to changing prices and lease terms. So Berry has taken to brainstorming creative ways to find land for emerging farmers.
My kids make fun of me because they're like, mommy's probably just thinking about how many tomatoes or how many watermelons can we grow. I'm like, yes, you know me so well.
Berry and the Food Group have partnered with a solar developer to pilot long-term farming leases for the land within a solar array. The project's farmers get to use the space for free, and the solar company gets the land maintained. Something Stacy Peterson says sheep are also especially good at.
These solar companies have created hundreds of thousands of acres that need to be managed across the country. And they need land management and vegetation management, and solar grazers are perfect for that.
Peterson is executive director of the American Solar Grazing Association, an organization working to connect solar developers with shepherds. Over the past few years, sheep grazing amid solar arrays have become an agrivoltaic success story. Whether agrivoltaics can suit other types of agriculture without decreasing productivity of the farm or the power plant is still being studied. But small-scale food farmers in Missouri and Minnesota hope the future is made in the shade. For KBIA News, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
And this story is being distributed by Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.